When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be entitled, Why Do Narcissists Copy You? Why do narcissistic people copy you? Mirroring. Why do they mirror you? Why do they hold up a mirror to you? So I've said this before in a few of my videos, but a lot of narcissists and toxic people like myself, we have identity issues. It's like we are facing an ongoing identity crisis. You know, it just is. We don't know who we are really. My therapist, she asked me all the time. She's like, who are you? I was like, I don't know. Who am I? You tell me. And my voice cracks. I'm going like, when my voice cracks like this, I'm going through narcissistic puberty right there. That's when my voice cracks like that. Like, who am I? Who you think I am? I don't know who I am. I'm asking you. I'm paying you. You tell me who I am. You my therapist, tell me who I am. That's what I'm here for. But we lack identity. So a lot of us take in the identity of the people closest to us, or the people that we admire or envious of or jealous of and things like that. And I've said this before, but the personality you see right now, a person a lot of people see, I'm just an accumulation of all the personality characteristics and traits that I've admired in other people, that I've kind of assimilated from other people, that I've kind of like molded myself from other people. I take this piece of you, this piece of you, this piece of you, this piece of them, this piece of her, this piece of him, and I mold that into who you see right now. Which is why, like, a lot of narcissistic people like myself, we can fit into a lot of different crowds, y'all. We just can. It's like being a chameleon, because we have different pieces of different people from our lives that we can assimilate into other people, other crowds, effortlessly. That word, I'll be butchering that damn word right there. So a lot of us can do that, and like I said, because we lack our own real true identities. I look at myself in the mirror sometimes. I'm just like super frustrated, like, who the hell am I? You know, am I this person right here? Am I that person right there? Am I the person I want to be? Blah, 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 boo, 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 bee, bee, bee. You know, I'm asking myself all these questions repeatedly, trying to figure out who the hell I am, because I struggle. And that struggle is extremely frustrating. Yeah, I'm not trying to, I don't look for sympathy from nobody. Well, damn it. You weren't going to get it anyway. I'm glad you weren't looking for it, because you weren't going to get it anyway, you demonic bastard. That's what you get. You deserve this. People you hurt. Rah, 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 rah. Yeah. So I get that, you know. I'll be beating y'all to the comment section. I get a lot of comments like that over and over and over again. You know what I mean? So what a lot of people don't, like I said, I just like, especially when you're getting to know a narcissistic person, a lot of people want to know, like, what's the telltale signs of a narcissist? Like, yo, if they are acting like you, this might not be a red flag to a lot of people, but this is a huge red flag for me. If you meet somebody who acts too much like you, y'all have too much in common, leave that person alone. that's just me. I know it works out for some people. It's just like, we had a lot of common. We have the same name, same. I get it. But nowadays, I just feel like, especially if you meet somebody on a dating site and y'all have too much in common, I just feel like that's a damn red flag for me. I just feel like there's a woman in my life. I ain't gonna mention her name, 'cause I don't know if she watching my videos or not. But there's a woman I know in real life, met a guy on a dating site, right? And she is a very unique person. She is an extremely unique person. Like, she has this unique personality. Like, I've met a lot of people in my life. She is one of a kind. She is literally one of a kind. She meets a guy on a dating site. Now she's two of a kind. Now because he's just like her. And I was just like, I tell him my friend, I was like, this kind of weird. Like, he act too much like her. And she got this, you know, is it possible? Yeah, but I feel like that dude is manipulative as hell. I could feel it, y'all. I could feel it. You mean everybody's like, you wrong. Well, some people just make their matches and this is made in heaven. No, it sounded like it was made in heaven, like the devil, and sent straight to hell because he was a manipulator and he was a liar and he was a cheater and he was just a terrible, evil person. He ended up being nothing like her. He ended up being a horrible person, and all the truth was revealed later when he ghosted her and moved to a different state. It was crazy. But if somebody's acting too much like you, that's a red flag, because like me, I'm trying to like... At first, when I'm getting to know somebody, I'm copying that person. I'm giving them back what they're giving me. I'm asking them questions too, because I want to get to know you. Tell me about you. Give me your life story. I'm going to give you the cliff notes of mine, but I need your autobiography right now. So you give me your stuff. You're sharing some good stuff. You're going to slip. You know, this is how people typically are. You're going to share some good stuff, and you're going to dribble. You're going to drip. You're going to drip down some trauma in there too. So when you the bad stuff, I'm going to try to connect with you all. I'm going to become that stuff. Your habits, your personality, if I like it, I'm going to become it. And I'm going to start acting like you. It'd be weird. We have a lot in common. We have so much in common. We really clicked. Blah, 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 boo, 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 bee, bee, bee. Why do they copy? Because they want to, like, we lack identity. A lot of us do lack identity. We want to be, I want to be viewed as a good person. I don't know. Am I copying anybody right now on social media? I think my videos are unique. I think I'm one of. There's a few other stuff with narcissists popping up, but I think my stuff is unique. How I come out with it, how I talk about it, how I present it. Yeah, I think my stuff is unique by itself. So some people are copying me. You know, some other narcissists are copying me. They're mirroring me. but that's how it goes, though, y'all. My I think some of the stuff the skits. I got for somebody else because they were doing skits, but you know how my mind works. I was like, you doing skits. I'm better than you. I'm a better actor than you. I can do these short skits and make them funnier. I can add my own razzle dazzle to it. So a lot of narcissistic people will take pieces of who you are and add their own razzle dazzle to it and make it part of their personality. Where you see this a lot, you don't just see this in intimate relationships like boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife type stuff, or partner, whatever, you know. You see this a lot in friendships, like your BFF, when they started to act like you, or your BFF or your friend who's kind of not your friend, but they started to act like you. Take your, you know, take your style, take the way you dress, take the way you act, take the way you look, you know, take your habits and stuff like that and make them their own. Y'all get photos taken the same place that your friend who starts to become you. That could be a narcissistic person, highly narcissistic, you know what I mean? They want your man. You mean they flirt with your man, they flirt with your girl, whoever you got to deal with. You know what I mean? They flirt with your non-binary partner, because we all inclusive over here, y'all. We try to be all inclusive over here. Shout out to my LGBTQIA family, yo. Everybody's welcome here. This is a non-denominational narcissistic channel. goodness gracious. I made myself laugh, y'all. Sorry. But yeah. I'm going to keep copying people for the rest of my life, y'all. It's just who I am. It's just what I do, y'all, honestly. I see hairstyles. I see handwriting. I copy people's handwriting. I've been copying stuff for so long, y'all. It's just like, I've lost who I am. I thought I was like this little cool little boy, but now I'm just like, I don't know who the hell I am no more. It's frustrating trying to figure out your identity. I know a lot of people have identity crisis. I get that. I understand that. But this is just me talking about from a narcissist perspective on why we copy you. You know, that's a lot, though. Like, they can sometimes, like, I'm gonna wrap it up real soon, y'all. But sometimes narcissistic people copy you and try to replace you in your life. They don't just copy you and take your personality characteristics. They copy you, take your personality characteristics, and try to replace you in your life, in your friend, especially if it's your friend. They try to kick you out the friend group. They and stuff like that. So they will tend to do things like that just to harm you later on. They're not copying you for no reason. Sometimes they copy you, try to make themselves a better version of, you know, because like it's like, you know, like a sequel. They want to be the sequel to you. You know what I mean? Or, you know, they want to be your sequel. You're a great movie, right? You know what I mean? You're Jurassic Park 1. You're a great movie. I studied Jurassic Park 1. I'm the Lost World. Now I take the good bits and pieces from Jurassic Park 1, I add them up together, and I become Jurassic Park 2, the Lost World, which is better than Jurassic Park 1. Don't argue with me, argue with your mama. You know what I mean? But that's how it goes, though, y'all. They don't just copy you for no reason. They copy you because to fill in the gaps of our own personality, because we lack it a lot of times. Because like, who am I really? Am I the narcissist? Am I not a good person? Who am I? You know, or they copy you to replace you, or both. You know what I mean? They can copy you to replace you and trying to keep you around as well, y'all. So it is a it is a battle being with and being a narcissist, narcissistic person. So I just hope this video brought y'all some clarity and things like that, y'all. y'all can tell I'm getting over this cold now. Hopefully wrapping it up here this week. I'm tired of being sick, energy low, but you know what I mean? It is what it is. I got a parent. I got to be, you know, I got to be there. I got to be woke. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is up. Peace.